Paradal Mishnah Aleph. The first Mishnah of this Perek is related to Pesachim, whereas pretty much the rest of the Perek goes sidetracked to discuss different customs and following the rule of Minhag HaMakom, of the custom of the place that one does whatever the custom of that place is to do. And so the example which the Mishnah gives for Pesachim is Mekom Shenagu La'aseis B'Melacha, a place where the custom was to permit doing work B'Ari Pesachim on Erev Pesach, the day before Pesach begins. So that's the same day as the Korban Pesach is brought, Ad Chatzos, until midday. So the Mishnah implies that after midday on Erev Pesach, it was forbidden midrabbanon everywhere to work. But in terms of working in the day before midday, so there are some places which permitted it, some places which did not permit it. So in a place where the custom was to permit it, Oisin, then one is allowed to do work before midday on Erev Pesach. And a place where the minhag was not to do malacha even before midday on Erev Pesach, Einoisin, it is forbidden to do work over there before midday on Erev Pesach. Now what happens if a hayachim kem shalosin, if somebody goes from a place where the minhag is to do work on Erev Pesach before midday, to a place where they forbid doing work before midday. Let's say you live in one place for the first half of your life, and then you move to another place, or if you just happen to be there for Erev Pesach. So if you do that, or the opposite, if you go from a place where they don't do work to a place where they do work, says the Mishnah, we place upon him the stringencies of the place where he left, and the stringencies of the place where he went. So meaning, if either of the cities, their custom was to forbid the work, then we are strict and we forbid him to do so. And the Mishnah concludes, Vayishana Odlam Ibn Machloikes, one should not change from what the people in that place do because of Machloikes. If he starts doing differently to everybody else, he can cause arguments. And we're going to understand that this part of the Mishnah is only referring to a case where somebody travels from a place where he is allowed to do something, where the custom is to be lenient, to a place where they are more strict. So in that case, we say, follow the minhag of the place. But as the Mishnah just said, if it was the opposite, then he should actually follow the minhag of the place where he was originally, since the halachas are more strict in the place where he was originally. And in that case, he wouldn't end up doing differently to the people of the city where he is right now. But this rule of not changing from the minhag of the place, that we're going to understand, is only if it is not a leniency. Although the Gemara does bring an alternative interpretation as well.